you've been named as FC Alamann's new CEO. Obviously, David Pope as well has been announced as the chair. How exciting is that for yourself and also the club?
Yeah, it's very good. It's a privilege to be nominated to that position. I initially got involved with the club around September 22 after they got Chris Bass Senior was removed as manager, and the then chair Jill Christian asked me to look at some of the accounts, because after the really successful first season, the realities of actually operating a club that competes in the English leagues was financially laid bare. And so she asked me to have a look at the figures, and then so I did, and then in September 23, I think it was, I was appointed to the board and in my capacity as treasurer, and then reaching this time, and then actually just recently being appointed the CEO.
Is that a restructuring of the club? Because obviously Jill was the chair. Has there been a CEO before, or are you the first CEO for the club?
No, I'm the first CEO for the club. It was a bit of a restructuring. So all of the original people that have set up FC Isle of Man have since moved on, and we've now got a new board in place. You've got quite a strong background, corporate background in corporate, in corporate governance and in various different sectors. So we've agreed a new strategy for the club from 2026 to 2029, and we look forward into doing our best to actually try and implement that.
That's perfect. So can you give us a bit of a hint as to what that strategy is?
Well, clearly, I think everyone is aware of the financial constraints under which we operate. And so we have to find new ways and new mechanisms of trying to increase our revenue. It's almost prohibitively expensive to operate in the UK leagues, having the requirement of the North West Counties League that we actually have to pay for the opposition travel and accommodation and food whilst on the island, whilst also having to fund our guys going across. What has helped recently is that we've the league has restructured. There were 24 teams in the league, but now that's gone down to 20. So three of the directors actually, this last weekend, have just been away to the North West Counties Football League annual general meeting, where it was ratified that there'll be 20 teams in the league. So you can imagine that actually 8 games less considerably helps us sort of financially. And also in terms of the football, it really helps us, because, the manager will be able to have proper training sessions, and they won't be having to go away on so many midweek games, which is, having 8 games less should really strengthen our ability to compete in the league, I think.
It's not quite 8 games less, though, because you've entered the cups again. So that'll take obviously a few fixtures from that, and I'm sure that'll be included in the paying the club to come over. Obviously, you've got Widnes coming over in the first round of the Macron Cup. So how does that fit into there? Because you're saying you'll have 8 games less, but that's not quite strictly true, is it?
No, we as a board, we made a decision that since the first season, we haven't entered any cup competitions. We've got a dispensation. That was on the basis that there were 24 teams in the league, and there wasn't time in the calendar to be able to actually fit any cup games in. And part of our future planning is that if we think that we might at some point in the future, if we manage to get a sponsor for it, we could possibly enter the FA Cup, FA Vars, or the FA Cup. We needed to show willing with our league that we were willing to enter their cup competitions, because to enter into the Vars and the FA Cup, you have to make that decision by 31st of March on a particular year. And this season, it wasn't actually concluded that, our season one actually concluded then. And I don't think it'd go down very well with our league if we said we want to enter the FA Vars, FA Cup. The league would turn around to us and say, well, why haven't you entered our cup? So this is the first sort of steps, in my view, trying to get us into the FA Vars or the FA Cup. I think that's what a lot of supporters have told us they want to see. And clearly, I would really love to do that if we could, because the profile that you would get from that, and the crowd, obviously, that you would get from that, and the interest that it would generate from throughout the island to have a team entering the FA Vars, the FA Cup, would be substantial. Mm-hmm. But really, we do need a sponsor to cover. We would really need a sponsor to cover the financial aspect of that. Before we can do that, we would need a sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of the revenue, I suppose, obviously, I know there's some details that you obviously can't go into, but you like you said, you did mention that being in this league specifically is quite frustrating from a financial point of view, having to pay to bring teams over.
Yes.
So, the two-part question, but I'll start with, so what are you looking to do then to keep that revenue in, obviously, as promotion is never a guarantee in football, is it?
Well, no, promotion, I mean, in my view, it's not really dependent on which sort of league we're in terms of the financing. And there seems to have been a myth that if we did get promoted, then the cost structure might change. But the reality of it is, if we were so lucky to get promoted, we went into the next league up, which I think Guernsey are in the equivalent step four. That would be a negotiation with the Northern Premier League, I think it is, that we would go into, Northern Premier League West, maybe. And they would look at our league agreement that we have currently and said, why should we have any different? Because the reality is, at step four, the clubs get no bigger crowds than what we have at the moment. And the operating costs, they don't have enough revenue themselves to be able to actually afford to come over. So the league above would, I think, in my view, would ask for a similar agreement. Mm-hmm. That'd be the negotiation. So it's only if you go sort of maybe three or four leagues up that then you would have the ability to say to the teams that were coming over, you have to pay. And my view is that that's not really a realistic proposition.
So then how are you looking to then increase the revenue with the club at the minute currently? I suppose one thing would be fans, but we could get onto them a bit later maybe, potentially. But so what are you specifically looking at?
Well, we are looking, the board of directors and the strategy, we recognise that we need to try our best as we can to improve the match day experience. That's a number one, which will get more people to the club. I've just agreed today some new sort of pricing structures, although I don't think it's quite for match day attendances. Although I don't think that's necessarily a driver. We are sort of the more people that we get to the ground, the more people that we can engage, the more people within the local community to come down and actually have a good experience at the match. I think that would drive our revenue. Of course, we're always looking for new sponsors. We can find a sponsor for. We can package up various different deals that we need to accommodate whatever a sponsor might wish or require. And then we have to say that we're very grateful to Visit Isle of Man, who recognise that we bring a lot of people to the Isle of Man in the closed off season as far as the holidays go. And there's a substantial sort of visitor spend and benefit to the local economy from the people that we're bringing. So in recognition of that, we have to recognise that Visit do support us.
I think sticking on this point then as well, you mentioned that three-year strategy. So
yes,
is there with the cost of FC Isle of Man obviously having to pay clubs to come over, is there a danger that the club is on a bit of a tightrope at the minute in terms of surviving?
The club has got funding for next season, and in all of my involvement with the club, it has been on a season-to-season basis.
Right.
And it's that model isn't too different from a lot of football clubs in our leagues. They're not certain of their funding, from on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah.
How you combat that is going to be a matter for the board. I mean, without a magic sort of a magic benefactor who would be willing to underwrite for a number of seasons, it's It is difficult. We have to do it on a year-by-year basis. So, you know, I can confirm that we're sufficiently funded for next season. So, you know, that's... I don't think that the new board would be comfortable in embarking on a new season if we weren't certain that that was the case. You know, because... Let's face it, we're all all of the board are volunteers, and we're all sort of professional people who have our own sort of, you know, members of our own professional bodies, members of, you know, and our own sort of local reputations. And, you know, it's not something that we're going to embark upon without the financial certainty that we can complete the season.
Yeah. So is the club sustainable in a 5-year term? You know, is it likely that FC Alamann will be here in 5 years? Is kind of what I'm getting at.
I sincerely hope so, because the amount of time and effort that we are the members of the board and all of the volunteers and all of the players and all of the playing management staff, the amount of time that they put in as volunteers is truly incredible to me. And you know, Bar our football development officer, there is nobody within the club that actually gets paid anything, and so it's all off the back of volunteer work. You know, for them and for the local community, I really sincerely hope that we can manage to make it sustainable. As I say, that I can't really reveal aspects of the strategy that we're working towards, try and fulfil that. But we will need to shake a few things up.
What is the aim of the club at the minute in terms of maybe, in supposed promotion, in terms of how the club is operating at the minute? What's the short to the medium term goals of the club, I'd say?
I mean, I think we have to recognise that when the club was set up, you know, there were aspirations of actually the club being entering into League Two or actually getting into the professional leagues.
Yeah, that was in 10 to 12 years time,
which would be in four years. And it's absolutely clear to the board and the rest of us that's not a realistic proposition. I can't speak on behalf of the club on this matter, but my personal view is that if we can make it self-sustaining in terms of financing without needing an awful lot of government support, it can actually stand on its own two feet. That is my main goal that I want to see from the club, that it can live off its own finances. And still, I don't think that we're ever going to be in a position whereby, you know, all of the other teams in our league, they are paying their players. We're never, because of the travel constraints that we have and the travel costs that we have, we're never going to be in that position unless we can become self-sustaining in terms of finance. So yeah, it's an enormous task, and I'd quite willing to help accept any help from anybody that is out there that thinks that their skills, you know, could be useful, or they have any further ideas. You know, our ears are always open, and we're always willing to accept new volunteers into the club that could help us achieve that.
We'll get on maybe to a bit more positives, I suppose.
Okay.
Lee Dixon was obviously announced as the manager just before the weekend. How much of a positive is that to the club, and what do you think he can bring?
I'm absolutely made up that Lee has got his chance at being the manager of FC Isle of Man. He's been involved since day one of the club and was involved in its setup. And now it seems to me that it's now his turn to see what he can and do with the management team. Obviously, Lee has got extensive football experience within the local game, and obviously was, when he was a player, he was off, I think he represented England amateurs or something. So he's extensively knowledgeable about the Island game and the game in general, having a number of contacts in the UK. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to, you know, he's going to bring in a new work ethos to the team and have them disciplined within training. I'm very excited to see what he's how he's going to do in that role.
Obviously, I'm not too sure if training has taken place today or not, but Lee said pre-season starts. It's at least started today or starts today.
Yeah, I understand it does. Training starts today. So
do you think there's a positive outlook going into the new season from everyone involved in the club? I mean, Lee spoke about needing a reset in the club's mentality. Is that something that you agree with as well? And is that how you can maybe see the club pushing forward this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just after 5 years, there are some, you know, players that have been involved for that long, and they realise what it takes to actually make the commitment to playing for FC Alman. And we have to be honest that some players can't make the commitments. They have young families, they have jobs, and you know, in the first season it was all very good because the team was doing really well, and like, you know, you'd have understanding employers and understanding family members, but now yeah, it's a difficult ask, but we want to try and engage as many people as we can to be, you know, to move it forward positively, and Lee is the man for that. He can talk more than I can, which is saying something really. But he's very he's very good at motivating people, and he will get the best from the squad. The board are really confident of that.
And do you have a particular aim for this season, or is because there's been quite a lot of change, it's just kind of a seeing how the season goes and then kind of reevaluating next year? What's the aim this year, do you think?
Well, as ever, you know, we would love to, if we could get into a sort of a playoff position, you know, that would be fantastic if we could manage that. And you have to have ambition as a football club, and I can't sit here and say, oh well, you know, from the club perspective, I'd be happy if we're still here next season because we're financially sorted. But yeah, the club has to have ambition, and yeah, we would love it if we could actually get into the playoff places and then see if we can get promoted. I mean, that has to be the aim.